Hello, friends. This is Cliff Knight from Equippers International. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. We want to lift up Jesus and provide a place for you to learn more about Him and to grow in your relationship with Him. If you find the podcast helpful, feel free to share it with others. We believe it will be a source of blessing and encouragement, and you will be strengthened in your relationship with Jesus. Welcome back to the podcast. We're in Romans chapter 13. We're going to be looking at verses 8 through 10 in this episode. Let me read those verses and then we'll make some comments. Owing nothing to anyone except to love one another, for he who loves his neighbor has fulfilled the law. For this, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not murder, you shall not steal, you shall not covet. And if there is any other commandment, it is summed up in this saying, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no wrong to a neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfillment of the law. Okay, Paul's now turning his discussion from the issue of authority, rulers, and we talked about that in the previous episode, a little bit about Christians' postures toward governments. And we talked about how Paul's entire discussion there is not just limited to government, but more to the truth ideal of authority and how authority works and how our heart posture toward authority should look. And we talked about that in the previous episode. And then he just moves on with more practical instruction, and he simply says, don't owe anyone anything except the debt of love. Love your neighbor. He who loves his neighbor has fulfilled the whole law. And then Paul references those commandments of the Ten Commandments that have to do with the human-to-human relationship. You remember the first part of the Ten Commandments have to do with our relationship with God, and the second half have to do with our relationship to each other. And so Paul references those, knowing that that's first a reference point in the old covenant concept. But then he turns and he brings in the new covenant concept, because Jesus says, a new commandment I give you, that you would love one another, just as I have loved you and God loves you, turn around and love the other. And in doing so, you actually fulfill the whole law. So Paul's stressing that here, and he says that you shall love your neighbor as yourself, because love does no wrong to its neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfillment of the whole law. I think this is so important for Christians to understand, that we don't live by the rule of law. We live by the rule of love, because love always seeks the betterment of the other. Let me just remind us of the definition of love. I'm going to go read in 1 Corinthians chapter 13 as a little bit of a diversion, but just in a devotional way to remind us what it actually means to love. There's plenty of scriptures that pertain to love, but this one is the traditional definition. So listen to how love operates. And if you are loving your neighbor, whether that's your wife, your children, your actual physical neighbor, your enemies, doesn't matter. It doesn't qualify. Neighbor just means the other person. And so Paul says, love your neighbor. And when you do this, you fulfill the whole law. Because listen to what love looks like. Love is patient and love is kind. It is not jealous. Love does not brag and is not arrogant. It does not act unbecomingly. It does not seek its own, is not provoked, does not take into account a wrong suffered, does not rejoice in unrighteousness, but rejoices with the truth, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, and endures all things. Love never fails. So this is Paul's, quote, definition of love. And this is what Paul exhorts us to do to our neighbor. And when we do those things, we would never, ever steal or lie against or commit adultery against or whatever else we could do in our actions or deeds in a negative manner toward our neighbor if we are loving them. Because love is the highest rule of human interaction, because it is the essence of who God is. God is love. And so we need to endeavor to be more like God, which simply means loving more. And that's why the totality of the law is fulfilled in the simple act of love. So I want you to reflect in this episode on love. How is love operating in your life today? What measure of love are you walking in towards your neighbor? And how can you depend more and look to God more to receive His heart of love for those around you? Because as you love, you will do no wrong against your neighbor, and you will walk in the fulfillment of all that God desires. So be strong and courageous, and love your neighbor and Jesus more.